Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op, and your host, Danny Milliken.
Well, good morning. This is Danny Milliken, as aforementioned, and this is Home Show Garden Pros. We're on Sports Radio 610. Those of you who are big-time sports fans, glad you're here. Welcome to the sport of gardening, man versus nature. How could it get more intense? How could it get better than that? So if you're just tuning in for the first time, or you're an avid listener, what we do on the show is we dish out top-notch, phenomenal gardening knowledge. We're here for the veteran gardener, the beginner gardener. We're just here to help out. And we feel so confident in our skills to help because we always bring in such great co-hosts. So, we have this rotation of amazing mom-and-pop retail shops. Really, I say mom-and-pop because they're locally owned places, but these are beautiful destination locales. They're gorgeous places. And I'll tell you where they are real quick so you know where to go to get great gardening advice. Warren Southern Gardens up in Kingwood. Also up there, Kingwood Garden Center. They're owned by the same people, the Warrens. Phenomenal family, phenomenal folks, phenomenal job up there. Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens down in Richmond, Texas. They're kind of bookending Richmond, Texas. Really a lot of access there from Missouri City and Siena Association all the way up to Cinco Ranch. I mean, Enchanted's really, really great. Got that southwest of Houston down. Plants for All Seasons up 249 just past Louetta. Great place if you're doing your own landscape job. This place is awesome to go for advice, but also for plants. You know, they have them for all seasons. It's aptly named. Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, one of the nation's best spots for water gardening, and also they're Katy's best full-service nursery out there in Katy. So we got a special treat today because, it's in a co-op member, but this is another one of those awesome places that you can go and get great gardening advice. That's Southwest Fertilizer. So I got the man, the yard geek himself right here, Bob Patterson.
Good morning, Danny.
Do you like my build-up for you?
That was nice. I'm impressed.
I didn't do the let's get ready to rumble, but I was building up that way. So Bob's here. Bob is a knowledge specialist in so much stuff. He really is across the board going to know what to do, how to find solutions, because that's what you guys do at Southwest Fertilizer.
That is what we're known for. We've been in business for 65 years.
Not bad.
Been on that corner at Bissonnette and Renwick for a long time. And that's our reputation, is being well-supplied, well-stocked with all the items you need for lawn and garden. And, of course, our mower shop in the back. Got a great staff, great knowledgeable people. And that's what we push, is our knowledge. And that's very important to us.
That is incredible. How many questions do you think you're answering a day?
Well, almost every customer that comes in has a question.
Well, sure.
And the good news is everybody asks, how do you know so much? Well, it's the same question over and over again. It's kind of like this radio show. You get pretty trained to it. But no, I am very fortunate to have a great staff. And my managers up front are excellent. And it's funny because I think they've passed me by a lot as far as as knowledge. And my old days, when I first started, I just learned from reading the encyclopedias and Harris County Master Gardener course and all the books they give us. And studied book learning. And nowadays, these guys can just get on the computer and they really study it and they retain so much knowledge. So Aaron and Josh do a great job for me. And boy, I was up there the other day and Ashley, one of our cashiers who's really taken over our plant area, boy, she was she was giving an answer a lot better than I could give about her ideas on things. And so it's fun. And it's fun to see the young people come up and
absolutely,
who start out as a carryout or a cashier, and then they work their way up and become pretty knowledgeable people. So that's always a great thing. That's the good thing about this business.
Yes, for sure. For sure. A lot of good folks. And, a lot of people get into the gardening industry, they never get out. It's kind of like a –
Once you're in it, you're in it.
Yeah.
I never thought that when I first started at the store 30 something years ago that I was thinking it would just be a six month deal. And it's become my life, literally.
Yeah. Well, I get that. And it's a great place, very unique place, but also you can always go in there to get the right answer to the question or to get the right product for your problem.
And then to back it up with the selection we have.
We just don't
carry one brand of one thing. We've got lots of brands of the same thing, and we, that's what we're known for. We are a fertilizer store, so we carry a broad selection of fertilizers, both organic and synthetic.
Right, right.
Same thing with solutions, the herbicides, the insecticides, all the things we need throughout the year we have, and we can show you how to use them and things like that. And I'm never going to be, in my thinking, so arrogant to say you have to do it this way or that way, and this is what we're telling you what to do. Now, basically, it's your yard, and whatever, you know, we'll talk to you and give you a suggestion, and then point you to it, and then you make the call. So it's, you know, that's what we have. We have a lot of stuff, a lot
absolutely,
of stuff, and
absolutely.
This time of year, and it's been a trying year as far as supply chain and things like that. Things that I never thought I had a problem with before. Mm. Now we do, and it's mainly freight and different things coming in from all parts of the country that we bring in. But it's you know, we're playing with the cards that are dealt to us, and we'll do fine.
Absolutely,
and we have a good time doing it, and that's the main thing. And we try to treat people nice, and we're just neighbors trying to help each other.
Yeah,
and that's
absolutely.
All we're doing.
Absolutely. Well, we are here to answer your gardening questions. Bob and I have quite a few topics that we want to cover, but, you know, as you guys know, the listeners out there, your questions come first. So 281-496-5711. Just to tease a couple of topics that we're staring at, this isn't all of them, but what to do in your lawn, you know, recovery, growth, spring, summer. It's here. We're going to explore that. We're also going to explore wildlife gardening a little bit, what you can do to get more wildlife in your space. So as this show goes on, we'll be chatting through a lot of topics. Good conversation here to be had. Bob is here with me for two full hours, so that's exciting. 281-496-5711, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Revitalize plants from the big freeze with MicroLife fertilizers. Your lawn and garden needs food, minerals, and hormones for recovery. Nourish your outdoor family with a healthy drench of MicroLife Ocean Harvest in the blue bottle, followed by a generous feeding of MicroLife 624 in the green bag. Give your outdoor family the TLC they need, and they will love you for it. MicroLife. Healthy soil, healthy plants, healthy people. Download our free plant freeze recovery tips at microlifefertilizer.com.
Rev up your plants with Dakota Rev Organic Growth Stimulant. Rev is the easy, organic way to grow healthier plants and turf grasses. Super concentrated, just add water and spray. Used for years by landscapers and elite golf courses. Rev is now available to jumpstart your plants and lawns. Grab a bottle of Dakota Rev All-Natural Plant Stimulant. You'll see the difference. Available at Southwest Fertilizer, Friendswood Hardware, Garden Pro locations, or online at organicrev.com.
You're listening to the Home Show Garden Pros. Gardening help you want, answers you can trust from members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons in Northwest Houston.
Hi, it's Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 281-496-5711.
I ironically and beautifully, one of the first topics that we want to cover is lawn stuff. And we're getting a lot of questions right now, tons of questions. And I know Bob's covered with them. And that's about a lawn being covered with weeds or just seeing a lot of weeds in the lawn. And that's where we really encourage you guys to consider and use AgriLawn, AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer. This won't damage your lawn or your trees. Really cool. And it does work on a lot of the very common grass that we've got. Not every single weed gets killed by this stuff, but the vast majority of the ones that we deal with. Crabgrass, basket grass, chickweed, clover, dollar weed. I've seen it work really well on dove weed. Now, that's not every weed in the Houston area, right? I mean, some of us even have Bahia.
Exactly.
That some people use as a lawn grass.
Yeah. It's been a great product for us. We first saw this product 20 years ago at a show.
Awesome.
And we mainly got it because of crabgrass, Dallas grass control in St. Augustine. And it was amazing. It really worked.
Yeah.
We thought it was too good to be true, but we actually tried it, and it really did a good job working. It's a spot weed treatment. It's something
right.
You don't want to spread over the whole lawn, obviously, but a spot treating in on certain weeds, just like the ones you missed. Basket grass was a very tough weed to control.
Yes, for sure.
And, of course, the ever-popular dollar weed, and that's everywhere. But it's a great product, so we've really we sell a lot of it.
I had basket grass really, really badly in a bank of African violets,
mm-hmm.
and there was no way to dig it out. There was no way to get down there and dig it out. And if it wasn't for AgriLawn, that would probably still be there. You know, so it's a great product. Won't hurt your St. Augustine. Won't hurt your Bermuda grass. Pretty awesome stuff. Totally naturally safe. It smells good.
Oh, it's cinnamon toast.
Yeah.
who can go wrong with that?
That's right. Really great stuff. Available at our Garden Pro nurseries. Definitely Southwest Fertilizer's got it. Friendswood Hardware's got it. All the places we encourage you guys getting out there. So, you know, check out their website, too, if you want to learn more about the product. AgriLawn, A-G-R-A, AgriLawn.com. So that's that.
281-496-5711 is the number you want to call us on. I'm Bob Patterson, Southwest Fertilizer, with Danny Milliken.
That's right. Bob is here, and we're going to be answering gardening questions. We're going to start doing it right now with John. Hey, John, what's your question for Bob?
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Good.
Since the freeze, I had a couple of small citrus trees, orange and lemon, and basically I just knocked off all the leaves. I wanted to know what type of fertilizer I can put on them, and should I put mulch around them? And over the past year, only got one lemon and one orange in the, you know. So, what can I do to stimulate them, or should I just replant?
Well, with most of these fruit trees, they're going to suffer a lot, no doubt about it. But what you're suggesting to do, or what you're asking to do, is exactly right. Let's feed it. Let's give them a good feeding with a good citrus. I assume they're citrus trees.
Right.
Let's go ahead and use something like a good citrus tree fertilizer. There's several brands out there. Nelson. Of course, MicroLife is the big one we use. Great product. And then as far as mulching and everything else, main thing I would do is let's work that soil around the base with a good compost treatment, and then we can put the mulch on top. Mm. We're just going to have to wait and see where new growth comes out, especially after this freeze. And then at that point, we can, you know, once we start seeing some new growth, hopefully we'll get some. We can kind of cut back, trim back that tree and everything like that. Yeah, and let's just see what happens. The old wait and see approach, especially after this freeze.
Okay, so give me a name, and I really appreciate y'all's show, and I'm sure a lot of other people are real grateful for what y'all do. Thank you.
Thanks, John. I assume you mean a name for fertilizer. MicroLife has a citrus fertilizer.
A citrus that's very good, and you can get that in a 7-pound container or a 40-pound bag. Nitrofos makes a very good citrus food. Nelson Plant Food does as well. There's several on the market. We have several at the store, so feel free to come by, and we'll give you or anything you want. We'll sell it for you.
Yeah. Thanks, John, for the call.
Yes, John.
281-496-5711. Next up is Frank. Frank, welcome to Home Show Garden Pros.
Hi, thank you. I got a couple of questions on MicroLife. Number one, I was told by somebody that I had to put down the MicroLife fertilizer and then the other bag that was the compost. And he said that the freeze would have killed all the microbes and all the trace elements and all. And I'm due to put it down again anyway, but I was just curious if that was true or not.
So wait, are we just going to get a little more data before we answer? But you're saying that the bag was up above the ground outside during the freeze?
No, I'm sorry. The application that was in the soil did it kill all that.
Okay, well, that's an easy answer there.
Yeah, if it was inside, you know, with organic fertilizers, the main thing is we're feeding the soil, so we need to get that into the soil. If it was down in the soil, I don't think that's a big issue. Anything that was below the ground, I think we're in good shape. You know, the nutrients do run out, so you're saying it's time to apply again. I agree with that. That's the beauty of organics is these things, once they're in the soil, it'd be awfully tough to kill all those beneficial microbes and everything that's in the soil. But the main thing is continuing and feeding those microbes.
Well, and a cool thing, Frank, that happens is that they move.
Yes.
They actually can move in the soil. So if that top half inch of the soil started getting a little too chilly for them, they'll trickle down.
Yeah, they're going to Florida down there. They're smart.
Yeah. So it's like And the nutrients, these are base minerals, and they can't really freeze. So
yeah, and of course, you say it's time to put it down again. I agree. It's time for the second feeding. So go ahead and do it again. But anytime you put down organic soil, and this is the hard part, especially for established plants or lawns, is finding a way to get that down into the soil. If you can get that organic matter down into the soil a little better, I think it's going to work a lot faster for you. And don't forget to use the stimulants and everything, and the soil activators. That will help stir it all up and get it going for you. And that's very important. The humic acids, the Medinas, all those great products that you can add to your fertilizer that just to make it work better.
Yeah, liquids will help kind of sink any solids in a little bit more too. Mm-hmm. Frank, you have another question?
Well, yeah, actually you just brought one up. I just realized that I did have some partial bags in my garage. So are those good
get
to
it
still
out.
Use?
Yeah,
absolutely.
I would.
Let's okay. use it. Uh-huh. If it got a little wet over the year, something like that, you know, it gets a little damp, and if it gets a little mushy or cakey, you know, you might want to. I would throw that in a compost pile, or definitely. But as long as it's still dry and granulated, yeah, let's put it out.
Okay, and my last question is, I've been putting down each time the MicroLife, the fertilizer. I can't remember which bags which.
That's probably the green bag. It's the 624. That's the original, yes, sir.
And then the bag that says that little caption of the compost.
Yeah, that's the Humates Plus.
Humates Plus. Uh-huh.
Concentrated compost in a bag. That's what they have on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are those good to put down together? That's what I've been doing.
Absolutely. Sure. Absolutely. Yes, the Humates Plus make that fertilizer work much better.
Okay, and my last question, when I always hear you say about putting down compost, is that what you're referring to, that MicroLife compost?
Several forms of compost, and Humates Plus is, like I said, the concentrated version. I like to call Humates million-year-old compost because it's actually mined and it's put in a bag, and it's very soluble and very good. But no, you can do a top dressing with compost, and we can use the leaf mold compost. We have a very good compost, our Southwest Premium compost. That's a compost material that you can throw out on top of the grass or on top of the soil and get that worked in. Great product. And no, those any kind of compost, and there's lots out there. Believe me, we have more compost than I ever dreamed about 10 years ago.
New companies popping up too.
Every day. And Danny and I are talking about a new product we're going to develop here.
That's right.
to be discussed. That's but right. But no, there's all kinds of compost. Any kind of compost you can get into your soil, I encourage you to do so.
Yeah, thanks, Frank, so much. But just short answer to that to kind of follow up. Humates Plus are different than compost. Compost is like currently had just been created and it's alive, kind of decayed, fresh wood material. And like Bob said, Humates are aged, they're mined.
Yes. And it's very soluble. I mean, you just water it in and it dissolves and gets into the soil. And just, like I said, it just makes that fertilizer work so much better.
Absolutely.
And it's great for the soil.
And if you're looking for something, like the combo of those two is really, really close to compost. MicroLife and Humates. Mm-hmm. You combine those and you've got something that's almost just like compost. So I hope that helps, Frank.
Great idea.
We're going to break here, 281-496-5711. We want to keep hearing your questions. When we get back from this quick pause, we'll talk to Bruce and Bill, and we got Bob Patterson here from Southwest Fertilizer. Again, that's 281-496-5711.
Nature's Way Resources has provided rich, fertile soils, mulch, compost, and organic supplies to avid gardeners for over 20 years. Now you can grab a bag of the famous leaf mold compost, native mulch, and other organic products in your own neighborhood. Find out where by visiting natureswayresources.com, then select retail stores. NaturesWayResources.com. Organic products for the safety of your children and pets. It's Nature's Way.
Stop root disease before it kills. Pre-treat your plants with Monterey Lawn and Garden Complete Disease Control. Use as a drench to protect roots from soil diseases and root rot. Organically triggers your plant's immune system, improving nutrient uptake and overall plant health. Use as a foliar spray to control powdery mildew, leaf spots, rust, fire blight, and other diseases. Grab Monterey Lawn and Garden Complete Disease Control at your favorite Garden Pro Nursery, MontereyLawnGarden.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hi, folks. This is Michael at Warren Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center. And I know the situation that we're all in with frozen plants and what do we do and what do we prune and what do we throw away. That's going to be a big question to answer. First of all, we have lots of products on the freeze recovery on plants. We have the MicroLife products. We have the Rev products. We're here to help. If you've got pictures or if you have samples, be sure to bring them by to one of the garden centers, and we can help you make a decision on whether to plant or wait. In the meantime, if you've made some decisions, we have a whole yard full of fresh new plants, from abelias to ligustrum to photinias to all the plants that took a little bit of a hit. We're here to help you. So if you can stop by either Kingwood Garden Center or Warren Southern Gardens, and we'll be happy to help you with some of the plant products and plants that you're having a problem with. Thanks, and come see us. And now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
So true. Thanks, Michael. We are back. 281-496-5711. Our goal is to help you with your gardening question. Bob Patterson here with me now, also known as the Yard Geek from Southwest Fertilizer, and we're going to jump straight into questions. So we're talking to Bruce. Bruce, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Morning. Good morning. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Oh, yeah.
I have about three plants I've been looking at this week on the Internet. Do you know anything about the yesterday, today, and tomorrow plant?
Yeah. Brunsfelsia is another version of that. There's a sun one and a shade one. And so it's a wonderful plant for Houston. Does like well-draining soils, but even the sun one can handle a little bit of shade, but beautiful flowers. Really likes to be pruned on a regular basis, like camellia or thyrallis. You know, once a month, a little haircut will make you get more and more flowers. But yeah, Bruce, it's a gorgeous plant.
And you said like once a month you need to prune it, you said?
You don't need to. You don't ever need to prune it.
Okay.
I'll say that right now. It's that carefree. But once a month, if you do prune it, it gets a really like thick shape covered with, you know, starts with dark purple flowers and they turn to white, kind of in a gradual flow.
Okay. All right. And it said, like, this information I was looking at said it needs like an acidic fertilizer. What can you recommend about that?
Well, good. Of all things, for an acidic fertilizer, anything like an azalea fertilizer would be great. Something like Color Star would be great as well. But as far as a good acidic fertilizer, MicroLife makes a very good acidifier that's a 6-2-4, and with an acidifier. That would be good for that as well.
Okay. Also, like a gardenia, would that do well in the full sun?
I would prefer gardenia maybe morning sun, early afternoon sun, but let's keep it out of that hot, hot afternoon sun. It's kind of like azaleas. You know, gardenias, I've seen them do well here, but they do need that afternoon shade. That's appropriate, or I think is the best place for it. Maybe on the north side of the house or something like that would be good. Yes, and you will feed them with an azalea food as well.
And also, they got to be well-draining.
Yes.
So compost might be a great addition to that food when you're planting.
Make sure the soil is well-draining. And like I said, I've seen some beautiful gardenias here in Houston.
Me too.
Well, now, if you had like one spot between the yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and then the gardenia, which one would you put in the partial shade spot?
I mean, I'm a sucker for smells. Yeah. So that's my only kind of caveat between. The Brunsfelsia has the dark purple, and it's got the interest of the change. So if you're seeing a lot, then I might choose that one. If I'm ever walking by it, I love that smell of those gardenias.
Oh, so nothing better.
I'm sorry. I meant if you had the plant, only one place to plant a plant to receive just partial sun, like the and keep it out of the afternoon sun, would you put the gardenia in that place or the yesterday, today, and tomorrow?
Okay, sorry. So we have two spots to plant. One's in full sun, one's in partial sun.
Correct.
Okay, so the gardenia goes in the partial shade sun situation, and then that yesterday to tomorrow, if it's the sun-loving variety of that, goes in the full sun. Yeah.
Okay, and then finally, the plumeria.
Plumeria takes a lot of sun, and it does well. Only thing about plumeria, which a lot of people found out real quickly this winter, it doesn't like anything below 40 degrees. So a lot of times people put plumeria, you can put it in the ground, but most people put it in pots, and they will take full sun. Once again, they do like to dry out, and so, you know, it does need a lot of water and a good draining soil. If you put it in the ground, it can be done, and they'll grow greatly and do well. It's just what I worry about is the winter time with those plumeria. They are very sensitive to cold weather.
Okay, and then the information I was reading said that they go dormant in the freezing the winter time, I guess.
They do go dormant. A lot of people will, especially the plumeria growers that grow them. They leave them in pots, and they will take them literally in the winter time, and they'll peel the leaves off, then lay them in a greenhouse, and just let them stay in the greenhouse, so they don't. But no, anything, they will not do a freeze at all. They will
not at all. Yeah,
they'll go out, and but the good news is they'll come back from the ground if you have them in the ground. But they do well on that. But I have plumeria in the backyard, and they're beautiful. But like I said, I do bring them in, and we kept them in the house for the freeze this year.
Oh.
Literally.
What kind of fertilizer?
Use a plumeria food. They like a high middle number to promote those blooms. And boy, when you get a plumeria bloom, boy, it's glorious. The
so
smell
pretty.
On those things, it's what they make the lays out of in Hawaii. And oh, they're nothing better. And that's what my wife fell in love with plumeria, because of that and the smell. And she just goes out and smells the blooms. And it's just, it's a gorgeous smell. So, no, a good plumeria food. There's several on the market. Color Star makes a very good one. Nitrofos makes a very good one as well.
Okay. Yeah. Can you just use like Carl Pool's fertilizer for
the
that?
Middle. Yeah. Carl Pool makes a BR61. That's what a lot of plumeria growers use. That's a very high phosphorus, the middle number. And that's what it needs is, you know, kind of lower nitrogen and potash. Those, the middle, I mean, the last and the first. First and last numbers, but the middle number is the high number, and that's what you need for a plumeria.
So regular Carl Pool is not what you would use. You would buy a special plumeria Carl Pool.
Yeah, Carl Pool. Well, they have several brands, but it's called BR61.
Okay.
Blooming and rooting is what BR stands for, and it's 61. Nice. It's 61%, and that is the highest
amount of
phosphorus. And that is, and that's a water soluble, and you water that in, and it just gets to the plant very quickly.
Okay. And for like in the fall, would you just mulch the root ball of the plumeria to kind of help it out?
Once again, I keep mine in a pot, and it stays outside. But once we go below 40 degrees, I bring it up on the patio, or if it's below freezing, I'll bring it into the garage or into the house. Now, if it's in the ground, yeah, you just mulch it the best you can, and you know, you just protect it the best you can. You can throw a frost blanket over for 40 degrees and things like that. But
weird thing about plumeria is it's one of the only plants that when it goes dormant, its roots also go dormant. So if you really want to, you can just pop it out of the ground in winter and bring it inside.
It re-roots very quickly in the spring.
Very interesting plant. But they do freeze even when dormant. So don't be fooled by that dormancy, Bruce. Hey, Bruce, thanks so much for the time today, man. Great questions there. Brunsfelsia, that yesterday, today, and tomorrow, was once a very popular landscape plant, kind of rolled out of popularity. But they generally survive the freeze. They have very pretty leaves. And, you know, they're gorgeous. So thanks for that call, Bruce. 281-496-5711. This is Home Show Garden Pros.
Kick off home improvement season with Tom Tynan and Home Show Radio at the Lake Houston Home and Outdoor Living Show this weekend. Explore hundreds of fresh home and landscaping ideas. Get expert home improvement advice from Tom Tynan and your lawn and garden questions answered by Home Show Garden Pro Danny Milliken. Jumpstart your home and garden improvement projects this weekend during the Lake Houston Home and Outdoor Living Show at the Humboldt Civic Center. Home Show Radio will be right back on Sports Radio 610.
Get your green on at Plants for All Seasons. From perennials and annuals to ground cover and grasses, their hand-chosen plants are second only to their support. Get even greener. Plants for All Seasons gardening classes are a fun way to learn something new for everyone, from beginning or master gardeners. Plants for All Seasons, 21328 Highway 249, just north of Louetta, and online at plantsforallseasons.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
That's right. We are back. And, man, we are just answering lots of questions. You know, I thought it was going to be all lawn questions today. And I was just prepared to tell everybody, get the MicroLife green bag, put it out in your lawn. Also, get the Humates Plus, put them out together. You'll be done with freeze recovery, and you'll be done for 2 months for fertilization. That stuff worked so well. So, if you're looking to recover freeze-damaged plants, they have a product. Now, they're really talking about the Ocean Harvest, which is a really incredible kind of root stimulant plant grower. But the Plant and Soil Energy one, is my go-to for this this kind of recover one, because it's got a bunch of carbon, which those roots need to start boosting in. So, and then, you know, that MicroLife 624, the kind of multi-purpose, is great for lawns, shrubs, flowers, and veggies. So such amazing kind of selection of stuff. They have so many products. You got a favorite of theirs?
Well, my favorite is obviously the 624. Yeah, that's the original. I mean, when people, they say, which one do I choose? And I say, well, let's start with this one and go others. But they've done a great job as far as increasing their line and, of course, having the sizes and things like that. And their liquid fertilizers are phenomenal.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's completely safe for your kids, your pets, all that jazz. They do a great job just making sure they've got inoculant, adding the live soil life, and bunch of minerals. So MicroLife, healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Available at all our Garden Pro locations. Also, you know, Southwest Fertilizer.
Yes. So, and we're full. He was a little low, but we're back in stock. So let's come get it, please.
Absolutely, absolutely. Their website, MicroLifeFertilizer.com. We are answering gardening questions. We got a lot of calls, a lot of questions coming in here. So we're going to keep doing that. 281-496-5711. Bill, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, the organic lawn program is really rocking. Oh, that's you all. Appreciate your help.
Oh, awesome.
So today, from my Terry Hershey Park question, is I have a new tree, and it's sending up a lot of sprouts from the root ball. And I want to cut those and root them. What's the best or ideal technique to do that and follow my organic program?
Well, great question. So the hormonal impact that you're looking to do to get root stimulant going is a little bit tougher when you're talking like true organics. I prefer kind of some of the wettable powders that are root stem related. And but if you're looking for a liquid to do that, the super seaweed is kind of the go-to. The one that I'm having a lot of new success is Dakota Rev on growing new roots.
Organically, that would be good. The old root tone and things like that, yeah. And their powders, you just dip the cutting into that and then put it into a planting base. That's what we have. And of course, but the new organic products, the Organic Rev, that's a great product as far as helping the root development.
What kind of trees are you trying to grow?
It's a Naco sandpaper tree.
Okay, yeah. So I would use that root tone. I would use a rooting powder. It's just going to really address the hormone kind of situation, and they're going to push off roots. That's one that's not a super easy rooter, and so you want to make something that's really going to kind of chemically work really well.
Yeah, stick to it. And when you do it, when you get a pencil or something and poke it into the soil and then pull it out, then put that root tone on the bottom of your cutting and put it in there. Because when you stick it in the soil, a lot of that powder comes off. So if you already have the hole there,
yeah,
and then just kind of close that hole around it, I think you'll have a lot better success.
And it does work really well if you can apply to a new cut also,
yes.
Freshly cut right before you, after you've poked the hole, fresh cut powder back in there, and then water it in with Dakota Rev, and you'll get a really great solution going on. You'll have success.
Okay, great. So this Inoco tree is just prolific with these shoots right now. Does it really matter what size I should choose, or is it just getting it soft at the base?
Well, my own rooting, or I always try to get a cutting that's kind of like a pencil. If it's possible to get one that size of a pencil, you know what I'm saying? The circumference of a pencil,
yeah,
a diameter of a pencil. The bigger cutting like that, you don't want them real big, but once again, something that size would be the best way to get started. You don't want one very thin either. You would like to have some with some meat on it, I should say. Yeah.
But green and soft is what you got to go
for.
Yes. You know, yeah.
Okay. Got time for another question?
Yeah, man.
All right, so we took down a tree in the backyard and got a stump left over. It doesn't bother us, but is that going to cause long-term problems out in the yard?
What kind of tree was it?
It was one of these trash trees around this area. Mm.
How big is the trunk?
2 foot.
Okay. Well, it's eventually, I mean, is it sending up any shootings or anything? I mean, that's what I was wondering. Trash trees will tend to do that. They'll send up, growth from the trunk and everything. But okay, well, eventually it's going to start decomposing, because if it's dead, it'll start decomposing, and eventually that'll start rotting, and then eventually it'll become a
wavy lawn.
Yeah, you'll get, be careful stepping into it. A lot of people will try to get rid of that stump, and we can do some things to it to speed up the process of decomposing and chip it out of there. Basically, if it doesn't bother you, I wouldn't worry about it, but if it does and you want to start speeding up the decomposition of that trunk, we can do so with some just drilling some holes and putting some potassium nitrate or some that's what we use, that's what's in our root killer, and it just speeds up the decomposition of that, and then, you know, over the course of a year you can get pretty much that thing out of there.
So leave it in there, am I inviting the termites to the neighborhood or the,
well, yeah. That'll speed the process up as well.
If the termites aren't near your house, they're great food for a lot of other predators. So, I mean, they're in the neighborhood, let's just face it. You know, they're not traveling miles to get there. No matter what you do, you are going to start getting some dips in your lawn where the roots were. And so it's something you want to just be aware of. Kind of really attacking the stump is a great way to go about it. But when you start seeing those dips, get a little compost on there, mix a little topsoil in.
Yeah, and just fill up your divots there or the spot it's have, because it'll start collecting water and we'll have other issues in
yep,
there.
Yep, exactly.
That's the main thing.
One more, please. Mentioned it earlier. Other than going into the cattle business, what do I do with all this behavior?
Well, cows eat it.
I thought that was the primary. Anyway, I got bahia everywhere.
Yeah, so they don't love it first, but that's why people brought bahia in originally, was because it can grow in a lot of spaces. Same thing with the King Ranch Blue Stem, but it can grow a lot of places, and cows will eat it eventually. So. It's not a great hay grass, but it's a good fodder grass.
But you have it growing in your lawn now? Is that what you're saying?
What I do to get rid of it, just stick to my obviously, and hopefully it chokes it out.
Well, yeah, that's our hope. But bahia is tough. I mean, it gets in there. If it gets in there real thick, it's tough to get rid of.
And the problem is the seed pods are so visible.
Exactly.
So you've got to mow them twice a week, basically.
And keep a good pre-emergent on the lawn. Encourage your St. Augustine to grow that grass tall, the St. Augustine, and mow it tall and keep it and just fertilize the heck out of it. And then hopefully it'll choke it out. But bahia is tough to get rid of, I'll be honest with you. So we had to do some rather drastic methods to eradicate it.
Oh, yeah. We had a Memorial Park real bad. They were like, we should kill all the bahia. I'm like, that's the only lawn. Now that's changed quite a bit, but, you know, it's a tough one. But, I mean, if you can just, you know, keep it mowed. I love that advice on a pre-emergent. And so that would be the way to kind of aid it. And then, you know, it's a little more basic of a grass than St. Augustine, so compost top dress will help some competition with the St. Augustine.
Right.
Well, help me out. How does the pre-emergent help control of bahia?
Well, it's the seeds. Bahia produces seeds, and every time you mow, you scatter those seeds. And, of course, that's how it comes up in weak spots of the St. Augustine. So a pre-emergent, and you put that down on a quarterly basis, that will keep those seeds from germinating and for more coming up. That's why it keeps sprouting up over throughout the yard. So that just slows down the process. And then, once again, if you keep the pre-emergent down on the lawn, keep the lawn well fertilized and watered and mowed, and mow it at a higher level, you'll tend to, the St. Augustine is going to be a thicker, more dominant grass, and that's the idea, and it'll just choke it out.
Okay, I think I got it. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Good luck.
Thanks, Bill. Have a good day. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We're going to go straight to break.
We want your food waste. Seriously. We're Moonshot Compost. We're recycling valets who make composting clean and easy. We give you an airtight moonshot container. You fill it with food waste. Leave it on your porch or drop it off. Like a good valet, we do the rest. Composting food waste, keeping it out of landfills, earning you compost rewards. How easy is that? Moonshot Compost means no bugs, no smells, no mess. Learn more, get started, visit startcomposting.com.
Enjoy your best spring yet. Start with Landscaper's Pride premium mulches and soils. Made from locally sourced, all naturally organic materials, Landscaper's Pride is the smart choice for gardens, lawns, shrubs, and plants. Their mulches, soils, and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in Houston. Trusted by gardening professionals, grab a bag of Landscaper's Pride at a Garden Pro nursery. Find your closest retail location at landscaperspride.com.
Missed buying early tomatoes? Look for larger gallon and 3 gallon sizes. It's one way to buy time and enjoy more tomatoes. Time now for more Home Show Garden Pros.
Hi, this is Joey from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes. It's going to be a busy spring this year. We'll be working hard to find what our customers need. But keep in mind, things may be in short supply for a little bit. So just be patient. If you can't find what you're looking for on your first trip, I'm sure we'll be getting it in soon. We have trucks coming in 7 days a week to keep up with the demand. Don't forget to apply some mild organic fertilizer to your plants to help them recover. MicroLife Ocean Forest or the Fox Farm Boomerang is a great product to use. We've got all your vegetable and herb plants that need to be planted this time of year, so come on out and get your garden going. Tomatoes, peppers, squash, cucumber, okra, zucchini, we've got it all. Enchanted Forest is located on FM 2759, convenient to Greatwood and Sugarland. Enchanted Gardens is located on FM 359, which is convenient to West Houston and Cinco Ranch. You can reach us on Facebook and Instagram at Enchanted Gardens Richmond and Enchanted Forest Richmond. And don't forget, if we don't answer our phones, we're still here 7 days a week. So just come on out and see us. Now back to Home Show Garden Pros.
Home Show Garden Pros is back. Joey, thanks for being great out there. And we definitely got the message. You guys are there, and you guys are busy, and it's wonderful. Great spot. 281-496-5711. We are working hard to answer your gardening questions. Got Bob Patterson here from Southwest Fertilizer. Good man, Bob Patterson, knowledge specialist. Happy he's here. And, you know, we're loaded with these questions, so we're here to answer them. Lori, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my questions. Actually, I have two. So I have, in our yard, there are eight sweet viburnums that were originally planted as shrubs, but now they've become very large trees, about 20 or so feet tall. So they're still there, but all the leaves are brown. And
so, yeah, the tough thing is the top of the tree is probably not alive. Viburnum is weird in the scratch test because living viburnum is kind of a tan. Scratch test is where you just scratch through the bark to see the cambria layer, and it should be either green, but viburnum, it's tan. And if it's dead, it's a dark brown.
Okay.
Where a lot of trees are the other way. But you really want to start at the bottom and start going up with that to see where it's died from. It turns out that viburnum really are probably cold hardy to 15, something like that, and we didn't really take that into assessment.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll get some growth coming out of it. I don't know about the top of it, but
yeah.
Down at the base of it, it's definitely going to come back. So,
but it's probably super stinky right now. Smells like old shoe mixed with wet dog. And you're just going to want to get it out. Probably the whole tree above the ground could be removed.
Really?
Yeah, and I would give it till, you know, a couple series in the Astros season to see, you know, mid-early April to see what kind of growth you're getting from the bottom. But the tree part of it is probably dead.
So you think cut the trunk off to the ground and just see what happens?
That is what I would do. I might leave myself a little, you know, maybe 4 or 5, 6 inches as a guide to where it is. So if it doesn't come back, I know where it is so I can get it out.
But
that's what I would do.
Okay, and what about bottle brush? We have several dwarf varieties that I have now cut down. They were holding on to their brown leaves, but they've done that before. But we've never had a freeze like this on those bottle brush.
This freeze was extremely tough on the bottle brush, and what I've noticed on a lot of the bottle brush is even at the trunk, at the ground level, we're starting to see splitting.
Right.
And if that's the case, that's not good. I, once again, just like the other plant, I would probably cut it way back. And there's a good chance it could come up from the ground again. Some people don't have the patience for it to grow back to what it was. But I think from the root system and everything else, it'll probably send up new growth. But I above ground, I look at the trunk and boy, everything I've seen and digging into the scratch test, as Danny calls it, I have not seen. And I've seen a lot of splitting in the bottle brush. So they took a hit during this freeze.
And the dwarf ones are less cold hardy than the
exactly,
big ones.
Exactly.
And so, yeah, for sure. First step is cutting it all the way to the ground.
Well, we have a tree also, and it was very beautiful. and it's about 15 feet tall right in the front of our home. Mm-hmm. And so it has a beautiful brown canopy.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel comfortable applying the scratch test, like where you can just scratch through the bark to see what's alive and what's not?
My husband did that. Yeah. It's brown.
Yeah, so you got to just take it out.
Okay.
So it could come back from the ground, but the problem with a big tree like that is you're going to lose the presence of the tree. So it really mm-hmm. might be where you're taking it out and you're just replacing it. And, you know, I feel very comfortable going back with a lot of these plants that died because I don't think we're going to see a 7-year freeze in the next 5 years again.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what we don't. It's a beautiful plant. Just don't give up on it. Just give it another chance. Yes. I mean, buy a new one and replace it with that.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. Good I really luck. Appreciate your input.
Well, and we're sorry for your loss. It really is brutal. I'm concerned the same thing about my citrus trees at home because, you know, I love them. I love them so much. I got a big camellia, Thyrallis, Chair of the Rio Grande trees, like all these things that are probably toast. So we're all mourning a little bit on that front. So we're in it together. 281-496-5711. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Rev up your plants with Dakota Rev Organic Growth Stimulant. Rev is the easy, organic way to grow healthier plants and turf grasses. Super concentrated, just add water and spray. Used for years by landscapers and elite golf courses. Rev is now available to jumpstart your plants and lawns. Grab a bottle of Dakota Rev All-Natural Plant Stimulant. You'll see the difference. Available at Southwest Fertilizer, Friendswood Hardware, Garden Pro locations, or online at organicrev.com.
Get more from your gardening. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green.
Landscaper's Pride Mulches and Soils. Premium quality and locally sourced. Grow with us. Monterey Lawn and Garden. For a beautiful organic lawn, use Monterey Lawn and Garden products. Feed the Earth, Starve the Landfill. With Moonshot Compost at startcomposting.com.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-496-5711.
So word is spreading quickly on this because it's great news for gardeners, especially in southeast Houston, and that's Friendswood Hardware. They're transitioning, or they have transitioned successfully, from a hardware shop where it's, all the nuts and bolts and window screens, things you might buy at a hardware store, to a true gardening shop. And, they really kind of spurred on this because of a passion for native plants, and they have a great selection of native plants, but that's what they've done. Now it's a garden shop. If you're in the Friendswood area, Pearland, Alvin, Webster, League City, all those places down there, this is a great place to go because they are not just the native plants and veggie plants, all this cool stuff they've got. They've added all the organic products that we recommend. So great for building your best yard and garden this spring. Just run down some of the stuff I know they carry. I've personally seen it there. All the Nature's Way stuff, all the incredible Landscaper's Pride stuff, MicroLife, AgriLawn, all the Monterey Lawn and Garden stuff that we talk about all the time, Dakota Rev, bunch of great garden tools, pots, and again, hit it again because native plants are wonderful. They have a great selection of native plants for beauty, color, and that wildlife attraction. Again, if you are in southeast Houston, between here and Galveston, anywhere, NASA, hey, this is a great spot for you to head to. Family owned since 1972. Passionate about gardening, so plan a visit, stock up on what you need. That website, friendswood-hardware.com.
Sounds like a fun place. I'm
going to
go check it out.
Yeah, do it. It's they have the cool hammer as their sign.
Old hardware store. Great. Sounds like a neat place.
Sometimes you use a hammer when you're gardening. You got stink bugs, you want to smash them. Things like that.
That's the original organic way of getting stink bugs.
That's right. Well, when every tool is a stink bug. Wait, no, that's not how it goes. Okay. Anyway, Bob Patterson is here from Southwest Fertilizer, and we are dishing out gardening info. So, Chris, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, I planted a red maple last March. I think it was about maybe a 30-gallon tree. It had leaves on it last year, looked okay, had a fungus on it at the end of the year. So it's probably about 4 inches in diameter, maybe five. It's got no leaves on it, no blooms. I've done some deep root feeding. I've got nothing. I've put some MicroLife around it a couple weeks ago. just wondering your thoughts on it.
The main thing, a product that I would probably, in addition to the MicroLife you put around it, I would use some of that Dakota Rev that we talk about. That is a great product, and just a solution of that, and just kind of water it in. Let's see if we can get that thing, you know, have you done any kind of the scratch test on it? I mean, it's still green, right? The limbs on it are pliable. They're not snapping off or anything?
No, the tips of it, I did try to, some of the tips are dry. I just said, well, there's no way this tree is going to die. The root system is pretty deep.
Good.
So I haven't done the scratch test on it, no.
Well, it's a great tree. I think that your choice of a tree was great. I definitely wouldn't give up on it yet. Let's go
okay.
And let's continue the, you know, you might, the Dakota Rev's a great product just to encourage new root growth and things like that, along with that MicroLife. We have a product at the store called Super Thrive, which is a vitamin B1 that you can put a cap full to a gallon of water and drench that. That encourages new root growth and things like that. Anything we can activate that soil with would be a great product to use to try to generate. But maple trees, the red maples, they should start to be budding out by now. So
yeah, everything's a little delayed.
Yeah, well, obviously. But I definitely, let's keep an eye on it and make sure that the soil that it's in, you know, you don't, you know, you might add a little compost to the top. Just do everything you can to encourage growth on that. And but it sounds like you've done the right thing with the MicroLife. But a little bit of that soil activator or Dakota Reb, I think that's going to help it along and maybe promote a little bit of new growth on that new red maple.
Hey, Chris.
Should I?
In
yes,
two
sir.
Weeks, if you don't see any new buds, email me, homeshowgardenpros.com. We have an Ask a Pro button. That's the
okay.
way you email the show. And because you should start seeing budding out. And if
yes.
you're not seeing it, that's not ideal.
Yeah, we need to maybe start cutting back a little bit until we see. And hopefully,
yeah,
we'll
that's what I was going to ask you. Should I try to cut back today or prune a few branches and see?
Yeah, if you got any crossing branches or low branches that you find noxious or whatever, that would be a great thing to do.
And hopefully, the more you cut back, hopefully you get into some more green wood, and that's what we're hoping for. Exactly.
Yeah.
And also the tree stakes, how long should I keep those in? It's been about a year this month.
And you think the root system's holding it on its own? That's the main thing. You keep those stakes in as long as you,
mm-hmm.
you know you feel that it's if the root system is established in that thing. Usually, a year is usually the rule
yeah.
of thumb on those things. And then,
okay.
you know, but make sure it's secure in its base. I'm just concerned that it hadn't start the end of those limbs haven't started budding out.
Yeah.
They're swelling up and showing some sign of growth. And that's my only concern.
I certainly
okay.
would untie it from the stakes and see how if there's any damage on the trunk from that, and then begin the process of taking the stakes out. Well, Chris, we're up against some time here, so please, you know, if you're not seeing any buds in a couple weeks, give me an email, and we'll talk a little more
okay.
deeply about it.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Trish, we see you waiting, but we got to wait for the next hour to talk to you. Hopefully you got time to do that. We got a quick conversation with John Ferguson after this quick break, but Bob Patterson is here dishing out great gardening info. If you want your question answered, 281-496-5711, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Are you ready to get back in the garden? Hi, it's Anita.
Get away by getting into your garden. Nelson's Nursery and Katie can help. Annuals and perennials, veggies and herbs, plus all you'll need to help them grow.
And be sure to check out our colorful and beautiful fountains.
Exotic disappearing water fountains in all shapes and sizes, and exotic fish for backyard ponds, plus one-of-a-kind pots direct imported by Nelson's. Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy. You can find them at nelsonwatergardens.com.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
281-496-5711. Home Show Garden Pros. We're talking gardening, and I have the great opportunity to talk to John Ferguson right now. Hey, John.
How you doing, Danny?
I am doing good. I want to get kind of your expert thoughts on some stuff, and we've been talking about minerals a lot, and we're just going to break down a few minerals and what they do in the soil. So the first one we're going to start with is lithium.
Excellent. You know, we've known how important lithium is for human health since the early 1900s. And as the lithium in our soils have dropped, the amount of people with depression and psychological problems have increased steadily. Mm. You know, my wife's a psychologist, and a lot of her text that they found that violent criminals have 400 times less lithium in their body, in their hair, than normal people.
Oh, wow.
So they've also found that where lithium is present in the drinking water, people live longer and have less health problems.
Oh, my goodness.
We see people adding gypsum when they don't need to, calcium sulfate. Excess calcium in the soil prevents lithium from being absorbed by plants. So limestone, gypsum, things like that. So
gotcha.
So it's very important that we have it in the soil, and if it's not in the soil, it doesn't get in our food.
So if I'm putting down white gravel as something, even as a mulch, I really need to be careful of my lithium uptake after that.
Correct. Particularly, you don't want to grow plants in it, because if it's a white gravel from calcium carbonate, a limestone rock, or dolomite, then they wouldn't be able to absorb lithium in that area.
Gotcha. Wow, that is phenomenal. And, you know, the reason why we're kind of exploring all of these nutrients is because we're kind of told that NPK is all that matters, and maybe a few other minerals. But, man, all of them matter, right, John?
They do. That's a great point, Danny. There's 79 elements in the human body. Most of our ag universities say we can grow a plant on 16 elements.
Mm.
Can you see the disconnect? There's over 700 human health problems caused or aggravated by trace and micronutrient deficiency.
Mm.
So these trace elements are extremely important for our health.
So is lithium one of these 16?
Nope.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Well, that's the importance of us doing this series. So we're going to keep on going with these series. But, man, John, thanks so much. You can find more information about John and Nature's Way Resources at naturewayresources.com. John, thanks for talking to me, man.
All right, Danny. Have a great one.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
And homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.